Our scripture reading is taken today from the book of Psalms, chapter 147. We would look at the first five verses. Reach for your Bible, Psalms 147, the first five verses. Let me read that in your hearing at this time. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart. He bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Hear what it says. Great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is infinite. Notice particularly that verse number 5 that I read. That verse says, great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The NIV says, God's understanding is inexhaustible and boundless. There is nothing he does not know. Put it simply, he knows everything past, everything present, and anything and everything in the future. Nothing is secret in terms of his knowledge. He knows all things. Yes, all. There is nothing that he does not know. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 20, the Bible puts it this way. If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and he knoweth all things. Look at it. He knoweth all things. Throughout the scriptures, God is revealed as one who knows all things. And in our dealing with him, we have to remember that he knows all things, and there is nothing that neither you nor I can conceal from him. Romans 11 and 33 tells us, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. God knows everything in nature. Verse 4 of Psalms 147 tells us, he determines and counts the number of the stars. Hello. He counts the number of the stars. Further, he calls them by their names. Who knows the exact number of stars there are in the heavens? It is safe to say there are more than 1 million of them. Yet our God, our Heavenly Father, he knows them all by their individual name, as a mother knows each one of her children. God knows each one of the stars by name. And who named them? surely God is at work in this universe in a mighty way. Being able to identify the stars by name is in itself a very great accomplishment. But let us leave the question of the stars and descend to the level of this sphere in which we live, the level that the sparrows fly at, this level of our atmosphere. Sparrows are far less expensive than a single star. Yet, our Heavenly Father is mindful of each one of these sparrows. If one of them falls out of the sky, he knows, and they cannot fall without his knowledge, without his permission, without his consent. He knows every single sparrow, blue jay, hummingbird, swallow, blue saki, kiskadee, every bird you can name, he knows them. This God, he knows everything, and definitely he knows everybody. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 29, the Bible says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Heavenly Father." And we are taken even further into detail of the fascinating knowledge of our Heavenly Father, this omniscient God. In Matthew 10 and 30, the Bible says, "But the very hairs of your head are numbered." Who did the numbering? The same one who numbered the stars of the heavens. Let us never forget that our Heavenly Father is concerned even about the lesser things of life. He is interested intensely in every aspect of our well-being. He loves us with a passion. Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, which includes you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Because our Heavenly Father knows all things. Yes, he knows all things. He knew all the events which have taken place in the past, and he knows all the events which will take place through the years in the future. Yes, he knows them all. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 reminds us, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures." Because he is God, and he knows all things, he is able to speak in this way. And this is the God who is standing up for us. This is the God who seeks our best interest at all times. This is the God when we are in difficulty, when we are in between a rock and a hard place, as they say. This is the God who comes to our assistance. Yes, when we are at wit's end corner, he's there for us. The prophets wrote as they were instructed by this all-knowing God. In fact, God breathed into them the thoughts, the ideas, the information out of his limitless knowledge and understanding. He gave them the idea. So the prophets were able to speak hundreds of years before the event and be as clear as if they were writing a newspaper account of what was happening at the moment. Yes, the scriptures tell us, Proverbs 5 and 21 points out that the ways of man are before the Lord's eyes. The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord ponders all man's goings. In other words, nothing that a man does is a secret or is hidden at any time from the eyes of the Lord. Yes, who among us is not under divine radar or surveillance? The divine mechanism of God is in effect at all times. It's never turned off. It never does malfunction. It is there at work and in operation. It never breaks down. It never goes out of operation. His eyes are focused on the target all the time. He sees all men. He sees their actions, and he knows the intentions of their heart. All our ways, all our going, he is aware of them. He knows our down sittings, and he knows our uprisings. So compasses my path and my lying down with all my ways. Psalms 139, verses 2 and 3. Thank God that there is forgiveness with him. We are accountable for what he finds on us. And he is forgiving. According to the psalmist David, he discovered that a broken and a contrite heart, this omniscient God will not despise. Psalm 51 and verse number 17. Neither will he overlook a broken spirit. Nothing escapes his gaze. He sees. He knows. He cares. He understands. He wants to help those who cry out to him for such help. And let us not forget, this omniscient God, this all-knowing one, he knows all those who belong to him. He never forgets you. No, not at all. You are precious to him. Though you are one in a large flock of believers, millions, the Good Shepherd knows you personally. You have a place that is special in the heart of God. Because you are different from the rest. You are one of a kind. Your meeting him is not the same as others or with others who have met him. Your testimony is different. Your circumstances were different. And he knows your story. He remembers your story. And he's so glad that you came. He's so glad that you came. He knows all things. And I repeat, you are special. Your testimony is special. The way you came to him is different from the way others have come. And you came with certain needs in which you confided in him. those needs. And he remembers, he knows all things. He knows your sorrows, your griefs, your pain, your disappointments, your heartaches, your heartbreaks. Remember what he told Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 7. He said about the children of Israel in Egypt, he said, I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry, for I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them and to bring them into a good land. Yes, that's Exodus chapter 3 and verse number 7. And those are words worthwhile repeating. Surely I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry, for I know their sorrows. I am come down to deliver them and to bring them into a good land. The greatness of God is not merely in what he knows about our pain and suffering, but his greatness consists in the fact that he is also willing to step in to our situation and to take complete charge of that situation, delivering us out of the miry clay and setting our feet upon the rock to stay. That very present help in trouble, such as our God, is a caring God with all the necessary resources and the willingness to help all who call upon him, believing. And he's no respecter of persons, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness and has a heart that is open to him, he helps them. That is why so many of you, so many of us, are in the kingdom of God today. Because when we called, he answered. When we cried, he heard us. When we groaned, he listened to us. And he came, put his arms round about us, and he lifted us up out of the miry clay. This is the reason why he tells us not to worry, not to fret, nor to be troubled, or to be anxious, because your heavenly Father knows. He knows you have need of the things that you tend to be worried about, and he will give you nothing less than his best. Putting all these thoughts together, we can see clearly that this all-knowing God, whom we serve, honor, love, and obey, is using his very nature, the nature of his omniscience, to bless and to deliver us. His greatness, his power, his knowledge are all combined to work for us, to work for our good, and to work for our blessing. It is true that we serve the one true God who is able to help us in all our trials and difficulties. He solves what he would, and he uses the rest to work for our good. Let me repeat that. Our Heavenly Father, in his wisdom, in his power, in his knowledge, he solves what he would, and he He leaves the rest to work together for our good. He lets no experience go to waste. He makes all things to work together for our good. So, beloved, I want you to understand today and to know that the omniscience of God, his all-knowing ability, is not to our embarrassment, is not to our shame, or is not to our exposure. His omniscience is to help us. Because when he knows what we need, he stands beside us and he helps us. He never lets us down. And don't you ever think for a moment that the Lord doesn't understand what you're going through. Years ago, there used to be a song, I don't hear it nowadays. One of the lines says, "Nobody knows the trouble I see." Well, that's not a correct song. It's out of line. There is one who knows the trouble you see. He always knows. And he doesn't only know, but he will also do something about the trouble you see. And if you wait patiently on him, he's going to bring you out of that trouble, whatever it is. Let us bow our hearts for a moment of prayer. Oh, Father and our God, we thank you for Jesus, who is the answer to all our longing and to all our need. We pray that your good hand and your all-knowing qualities will come into play and will bring relief, will bring deliverance, and will bring victory to everyone now bowed before you. We ask this and believe it in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.